Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents My World by Peter Sagan with John Deering. Narrated by Cy Thomas.
23rd of September 2017. Prologue. For the 10th time today, the masts of the tall ships loom up on our right. The scent in my nostrils changes, as it always does at this point. From the damp cool of a Scandinavian weekend afternoon, to the tang of the harbour, flavoured with the smoky promise of dozens of fast food grills selling every kind of edible meat or fish that you can cram into some bread and sell to a hungry cycling fan. This is the long sweeping left-hand bend that separates the waterfront from the colourful townhouses that characterise this beautiful old port. The first time we came along here, it was at quite a gentle pace, with barely 40 kilometres ridden. That must have been shortly after 11 a.m. this morning. The next half a dozen or so times we came past those rocking masts and chattering rigging, the intensity had risen enough to mean there were fewer cyclists hanging on each time. There were nearly 200 of us this morning. Now, after the last two or three hard laps of this hilly little circuit in Bergen, there looked to be around 60 of us left. A UCI official starts clanging furiously at a big old brass bell to tell us that there is one lap to go. I'm suddenly acutely aware of the number one on my back. It's now 4 in the afternoon, and I've probably got about half an hour left as UCI world champion. The race was really confusing. It had started slow, which suited me. I hadn't eaten or drunk properly for a couple of days since having a ridiculously badly timed stomach upset at home in Monaco on Friday. And that had followed a week off the bike due to a flu virus. I don't want to moan about being sick because it doesn't happen that often. But suffice to say, the last fortnight was not the preparation I'd had in mind going into one of the highlight events of the racing calendar. I'd been world champion for the last 2 years, and there was every chance that I was going to lose the UCI rainbow jersey today, even if I'd been in splendid health. Most people were predicting that the circuit would be too difficult for a rider they considered to be a sprinter who could get over a hill, rather than a true puncheur like Julien Alaphilippe, Philippe Gilbert, or my predecessor as world champion, Mikhail Kwiatkowski, or Kvito as we call him. They also thought that I would be too well marked to succeed for a third time, with the bigger teams whistling, won't get fooled again to themselves. In addition, the smart money believed that those same larger teams would swamp our little Slovakian band of brothers when we needed to control the race. A break had gone away early. The race began in a little town not far away before settling into these dozen circuits of downtown Bergen, the harbourside, the seafront, Salmon Hill. So many races go through a desperate scramble in the first hour, as everybody tries to get themselves into the day-long race-shaping break that will inevitably be hauled back by the strongest riders. But fortunately for my churning stomach, that never happened. The break formed. It went. By the time they were 10 minutes up the road, the rest of us 200 or so hopefuls started riding a bit, and by then, I was beginning to feel like a bike rider again. I should have been here for the last 10 days or so. I'd been planning to hook up with my Bora Hansgrohe teammates for the team time trial a week before today. The team time trial is a relatively new addition to the World Cycling Championships roster, and it's a bit weird, as you still ride for your regular professional team rather than your country, as in every other event at the Worlds. That opportunity to wave a patriotic flag rather than wear the baseball cap of a bank, bike company or a kitchen extractor fan manufacturer is what gives the world such a draw for fans. Also, as the racing takes place over a circuit rather than point to point, it's a much more watchable event for the fans, and they come from all over the world to shout, cheer, drink, and hopefully celebrate. Slovakians are very good at all these testing disciplines. Bora Hansgrohe had claimed a top 10 finish in my absence, and my Slovakian teammates were expecting to be doing the road race without me too. I'd hauled my sorry, sweaty arse out of bed and flown out of Nice yesterday morning, spending most of the 2,500 kilometres in the toilet. I'd been pretty quiet on the start line, glad and frankly amazed just to be there. As we passed over the finish line for the first time, when we reached the Bergen circuit, I turned to my brother Juraj, riding alongside me, both of us resplendent in our blue, red and white Slovakia skin suits. "Take a good look," I told him. "I don't think we'll be seeing this line again." But the steady pace was good for me, and so was the mild temperature. A year ago, I'd won this title in searing heat in Qatar. I couldn't see my dehydrated system getting away with that again. Norway was a lot more accommodating. I buried myself in the heart of the bunch. It was decreasing in numbers gradually as the race went on. The Worlds always has a high dropout rate for a number of reasons.